Hello, this is the Exotic Set. Al speaking.
Hi. Question. Do you know much about chickens?
I know enough. What seems to be going on?
We had one of our chickens die,
mm-hmm.
And we only had two, and I had raised mm-hmm. them from eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was I thought we had to get more chickens, so
mm-hmm.
I got another two off the breeder,
mm-hmm.
and then I've kept them separate for, when did we get them? We got them last week, so I've kept
mm-hmm.
them separate-ish. I let them kind of interact a little bit on day three, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were out of the coop, noticed one of them had, like, tapeworm in their poo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I've done, I bought, it's called something plus. It's
yep.
The tablet wormers.
Yep, yep. Are they little, like, orange tablets?
No, they're white.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, that's okay.
And so I gave them, because the breeder, when I got them off her, she said worms, and give them four of these tablets.
Mm-hmm.
But on the back of the label, it says about not giving it to chickens that are intended to be used for, like, produce or, like,
mm-hmm.
giving produce. So I guess that includes eggs.
Yep.
What's the go with that? Because I bought for the chicken that we had that from the delayed egg, so
mm-hmm.
I bought a different wormer, like a food wormer that was sold at pet stock.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean with the tablet?
Yeah, so for a lot of, like, medications, it's some medications we're unsure how the method acts as, can it go into eggs? We're unsure about that. But some of your wormers and that kind of thing can be transferred from the hen into the egg that she's producing. And so with the eggs, a lot of the time there will be at least a withholding period.
Okay.
At least for the ones that we use, it'll be about 2 weeks generally.
Okay.
With the tablets that you guys have been given by the breeder, I'm not too sure what it would be with the withholding period. But if you wanted to, I can pop you on hold and just see if our one of our vets will know. But generally about 2 weeks after the last dose, it should be safe to eat.
I think they're called Aviator Plus or something.
Yep, yep.
The main drug that's in it starts with P.
Praziquantel, it should be.
Yeah, it didn't say anything about, like, withholding, I guess, because it
yep.
said on the label not to give it to chickens. The ones we got aren't laying yet, so I did
yeah.
already give them four each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was freaking out about the tapeworm.
Yeah, yep. And with that, I'll like I said, I'll just quickly pop you on hold, but with the chickens that are still, like, pullets, so they haven't laid eggs yet, that should be fine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they won't, unless they lay eggs within the next 2 weeks, but discard any eggs that you receive from them, just because,
yeah.
You know, especially in the next 2 weeks, just because there is a potential chance to have those drugs being funneled into the eggs. And
okay.
although there's no exact calculations on how much will be in there, it can
yeah.
potentially affect us, and worming isn't going to be too effective on us, but for some of the other things like antibiotics or anything like that, it will potentially affect, like, our gut flora, and we can potentially feel very sick from that.
Okay.
So just discard any eggs that you get from them within the 2 weeks after the last dose. I will
okay.
just check and see, like, the exact brand, just to make sure that it's correct for that brand specifically as well, and I'll let you know. So just bear with me. I'll have a quick search, and I'll let you guys know.
Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose.
Thank you for holding there. So I think I found the correct tablets, and I just cross-referenced that just to make sure that all the drugs in there are pretty much the same. So with the ones that I have personally used, like at this vet clinic in the past, are worm-out tablets. They contain praziquantel as one of the main active ingredients in there. The Avitrol Plus has praziquantel as one of the main ingredients in there, plus like levamazole. Yeah. And so from what we recommend here, it's 2 weeks after the final dose for any of the eggs. And so for the one that is egg-laying, if you do...
Yeah.
Give her the worming stuff, which I would recommend, then 2 weeks after her final worming dose, once the worms have been cleared, then you can start kind of eating the eggs again. But unfortunately, it's just a very big grey area in we're not too sure if all drugs go across. Some of the wormers can, that it'll affect us too much, but it can potentially make us quite sick if we do ingest a lot of the eggs. So just 2 weeks after the last dose and you guys should be in the clear.
Okay, and is tapeworm, like, is that pretty common for chickens?
It depends. Like, some of these worms, because they are found, like chickens are generally kept outside, there is an increased risk of contracting worms. So what we would generally recommend is worming them at the change of seasons. And so that's 4 times a year, every 3 months.
Yeah.
And we find that that's generally enough to keep, you know, worm burdens at bay. And so that could just be as simple as every 3 months you just give them the tablets and then that's done. Like, it's not too much admin work. Tapeworms themselves, look, I'm not too sure on the exact commonality of each of the individual worms, just because you might not see worms and it might be the eggs that you find instead. But getting, like, chickens getting worms can be, you know, relatively common, and it could just be a case of you have a lot of pigeons around or you have a lot of wild birds and they have worms themselves, so that's how they can contract them. But just using the Avitrol Plus worming tablets should be enough to keep any of those worms that they might contract at bay.
Okay, because the one that's laying I bought from Petstock, it's called red hen worming food.
Mm-hmm.
It uses the wormer that starts with F, which
yep.
is used in pigs and stuff. Feed mm-hmm. on that, and it says there's no withholding. And then we've got two dogs and a cat, and I've and weaned them at the same time as well. Is that good?
Look, the dogs and cat, if the cat's inside, it shouldn't have any issues. But if your dog goes in and out and can communicate with the cat, then I would worm all of them with appropriate dog cat wormers. The red hen one that said that there's no withholding, I would still be very careful with that. You know, the labeling, they're not going to say it unless they're confident, but just with it's still not being very clear how worming, you know, is funneled into the egg, any of those drugs, I would still have like a 2-week withholding period. If you have eaten the eggs, look, I'm not too concerned, but it can potentially, you know, make you guys very sick, especially if you are ingesting a few per day. But for the most part, it should be very safe. But just to err on the side of caution, for any of those wormers, I'd just withhold eggs.
Okay. And then final thing, it said on the back of the bottle to wait 3 days and then clean and disinfect the pen.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best route to disinfect, like a chicken coop? What can you use on it that's not going to hurt your chickens?
Yeah, so there are definitely a few different things that we can use. One of the ones that I think of is Coopex powder. Coopex powder is going to be more for, to my knowledge, going to be more for like lice and mites. But you can buy that at Bunnings, so it's not. There's no necessity for it to be prescribed. Just check to see what it does treat, because although it is safe for the chickens, you'll have to have the chickens out of the coop or out of the areas that they might use, and you'll kind of spray it, and then once it dries, it's safe. It shouldn't be toxic for them when it is like wet, but it's just in case that they are kind of going over and consuming a lot of like the little droplets that it might cause issues. So as long as they're out of the pen for the day, you can just treat inside the pen, close it, and then once that's dry, you know, in an hour, 2 hours or whatever it is, they can freely walk back in. And then I'd also kind of spray that around any areas they might utilize as well when they're not there. And that should help with any of that. I'm just trying to think what else there could be. Diatomaceous earth is another one that is able to be used, but I have heard of potential issues if they do ingest that. So I'd probably go with the Coopex powder. I think it's more widely available in at Bunnings, and I think it could potentially just be cheaper in general. So give the Coopex powder a go, and you can even just look on Bunnings and just see what the label says, and then go from there and use that for the cleaning of the coop.
Awesome, you've been so
excellent.
Much help.
No,
you
guys
so
are so welcome. Feel free to give us a call that's okay, that's what we're here for. So feel free to give us a call if there is anything else. Hopefully we get everything under control.
Sorry, one more. Awesome. With the chicken that died, is it kind of common for them, because she had no bites, she was a stick, and she just kind of just dropped dead, I guess? Is that funny?
Yeah. It can
she's
be
only
quite...
8 months.
It can be quite tough to diagnose these chickens without seeing them in. They can get anything that we can get, you know, cancers, they can get organ failure. With chickens that young, it would be highly unlikely to be those two things. What we can see is like reproductive issues. We can see, especially this time of year, bitten by snakes can sometimes happen. And so those things would leave little of an outward symptom for us to go off. Some of those things, most of those things actually would require like a post-mortem where we would look and kind of assess once they're dead and you know, cut them open kind of thing. So it is quite hard to appropriately diagnose without seeing them in. I would... as far as chickens go, generally it is going to be some kind of reproductive disease. And sometimes, unfortunately, that can happen within the first year of their life, and it could just be after the first few eggs that they get reproductive disease. And that can sometimes happen. So I would guess it's that, but unfortunately I can't be 100% sure on exactly what it would be.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you again.
You guys are so welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you guys again later.
Thank you, awesome. You too.
No worries.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.